We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope everybody's getting out to vote that hadn't voted so far. A lot of people voted last week. I know that for sure. Anyway, my landlord, he's a funny dude. He said, he voted last Friday. He said he was going over there today to change his vote. Good luck with that one. Anyway, I hope everybody gets out and exercises their right to vote. And if you don't go on Facebook complaining. I don't want to hear it. I'm going to call you out on it. So, let's take out some temperatures. 57 degrees at Hollis, 55 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, 55 at Arnett, 56 at the May Ranch, 55 at Watonga. Same thing out here in the Panhandle, Texas. Everybody, Lipscomb, Canadian, Miami, McLean, Wellington, you guys are all 55 degrees. So anyway, more rain on the forecast. Get your sandbags out, people. They're calling, what, last I seen, 2 to 4 inches out here in our listening area in western Oklahoma, Thursday through Monday. So bring it. I mean, we ain't nothing we can do about it, so we might as well enjoy it and take it. I don't know that I'd just go fix your water gaps right now with that much more rain coming. But anyway, it'll all be all right. Well, today is the Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up on Dr. Mouse. She is expecting a new baby vet here in the next few weeks. So just a heads up, if you have medicines that you're needing and for your puppies, your kitties, your cows, your horsies, whatever. Well, you might check with her to see if you need to get some in advance or whatever. But anyway, a baby vet is on the way. Anyway, she's still cranking it. I stopped by there yesterday. She had like 2 or 3 different things going on with animals that got hurt over the weekend or this or that. But anyway, she's still getting it. So anyway, God bless her. Anyway, got that going on. And also, I got a question for you today. And what I got to give you, because it's going to take people a little bit to get their correct answer. And it's such a hard question that I'm going to take the first person who sends in a message to our text line, 580-225-9697. I got a meal, free meal at 66 to go, fries, burger, and a drink out here west of town. It's good. Their burgers are good. Their fish is good. Their ice cream's good. It's just all good. But anyway, here is your question. You guys ready? You're going to have to think hard on this one. Also, when you text in your number or your answer, make sure you give me your name. Anyway, if you just want to play, don't text in your name. All right? Anyway, what do cows always add to their salad? What do cows always add to their salad? It's harder than you think. So anyway, first correct answer gets a free meal out here at 66 to go. All right, I got Brandon coming up here in the next section from segment. Anyway, so let's get on with it, see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Also, last segment is, today is Hay Day Tuesday, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. You looking to buy or sell hay? Text in what your hay is you got for sale or you're looking for to 225-9697. If you're selling, I need to know the type of hay. tested or untested, price per bale or ton, loadings available, your phone number, and location of hay, counting, whatever. Or you can give me, don't give me no GPS coordinates. All right. Soybean and wheat futures were modestly higher in overnight trading on demand for U.S. supplies, though trading is quiet ahead of today's election. I don't know. I looked at the board there a while ago. Looks pretty active for election day. Corn was a little changed. Exporters reported sales of 150,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico for delivery in the 24-25 marking year, which started on September 1st, according to the USDA. A John Doe country bought 120,000 tons of corn, and a separate John Doe destination purchased 132,000 tons of soybeans. Nobody's ever answered my question about that. Why would you want to keep your name secret? Is it because you're afraid Russia or China or somebody's going to find out you're buying from the United States? I don't know. How do they come up with this unnamed country crap? The agency on Friday reported several sales to overseas buyers, including 132,000 tons of soybeans to China, 781,000 tons of corn to Mexico, 198,000 tons of soybeans to a John Doe buyer, and 30,000 tons of soybean oil to India. Americans will head to the polls today for vote for the president, elect members of Congress and the Senate, and cast ballots on a variety of issues. The outcome for president is too close to call in most polls, and will determine trade and agricultural policy for years to come. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Soybean futures for January delivery was up 2.5 cents to 9.99 and 3/4 cents a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up 0.02 cents to 45.58 cents a short ton. And they got that wrong. They got that way wrong. They didn't proof that. That was soy oil, so they don't have any numbers on soy meal. So soybean meal. Soy meal? That's some. I have to add that to Jim Bonnick's vocabulary. Soy meal? It's soybean meal. Anyway, wheat futures for December delivery rose 1.5 cents to 5.70 1/4 a bushel, and Kansas City futures were up 3 cents to 5.74 a bushel. Corn futures gained 0.25 cents to 4.16 1/4 a bushel. What else is going on here? Let's see here. Severe storms are rolling through parts of Missouri and Arkansas this morning after spinning up tornadoes in Oklahoma yesterday. How about that? We had tornadoes, thunderstorms, rain, wind, snow in the panhandle. I don't know if you guys seen that picture of Boy City yesterday afternoon, but it was sticking to the ground. So anyway, quite a deal. In central Missouri, flash flood warnings, flood watches, and wind advisories are in effect. Heavy rainfall has caused flash flooding in several counties in the east central part of the Show Me State. Persistent rainfall, heavy at times, is leading to areas of flooding, including the St. Louis metro area. And let's see here, in parts of northern Illinois and Indiana, wind advisories are in effect till this afternoon. Winds will be sustained in the region at 20-25 with gusts up to 45 possible. So there you have it. Not a whole lot going on there. How about those Chiefs and Buccaneers last night? Was that a good game? I thought it was funny. An undisclosed gentleman told me if that grass hadn't been wet last night when they did the coin toss for overtime, Tampa Bay would have won because the coin would have flipped. I thought that was interesting. So anyway, let's see what else is going on. Let's talk about, before I go to break, get Brandon on the phone, let's talk about Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic. As we move into fall, it's time to get those cows preg-checked and up to date on yearly vaccinations. With ever-increasing input costs for feed, hay, and labor, open cows cannot pay their way. Culling open cows and the cows that calve outside of your normal calving window is one of the biggest, single most important management practices we can do to increase efficiency and profitability. Also, remember that it's never too early to schedule a herd visit to establish a relationship with us and discuss any herd health issues that you can avoid. Emergencies can't be prevented, but many herd health problems are easier to prevent than to treat. Let us work with you to help improve your herd's health and your bottom line, from vaccinations to prevent disease, testing to ensure efficient use of dewormers, and most importantly, the correct antibiotic selection and dose when an issue does arise. We are here to help you. Call Stockman's at 580-225-0200 for all your animal needs. And there you have it. Again, my question is, for this free meal ticket out here to 66 to go on the west side of Elk City, is what do cows always add to their salad? Listen to me carefully. What do cows always add to their salad? First correct answer, and I haven't gotten any yet, will win this meal out here to 66 to go. Let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
That's the sound of a fridge begging for mercy. Or how about that washing machine that sounds more like a rock band than a rinse cycle? Shy the Repair Guy has it covered. He'll fix anything from rebellious refrigerators to whining washing machines. If it plugs in and breaks down, call Shy the Repair Guy and let him turn your "why is it doing that?" into "that's better." For all your household appliance repair needs, call Shy at 580-243-9619 or Daryl 580-799-5433.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. We do have a winner. You guys are smarter than I thought you was. So anyway, let's check out our ag weather update out here in the Texas Panhandle. Lipscomb, 55 degrees, humidity's 47, dew point's 36. The winds are out of the west at 7 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 24 miles an hour. 2.83 inches of rain so far in the month of November for out there. No red flags, sub freezing minutes, 8-inch soil temperature, 58 degrees. Well, on the phone with me right now is world-famous Brandon Hickey.
Good afternoon, Jimmy.
I got a question for you.
Alrighty.
See how smart you are.
Alrighty.
All right. So, what do cows always add to their salad?
Oh, you've got me stumped.
Ranch dressing. Since we already had a winner, I could give you the answer. We got to have a little fun. Everybody's in a good mood. We got lots of rain and lots more coming. And it's just we're going from the driest month, October ever, to probably the wettest November ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here we are only 5 days in.
Yeah. And I can tell you what I've seen driving around. Is the whatever you got, planted wheat, rye, triticale, whatever, it's a getting it now. And just imagine what it's doing with the sun shining today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and soil temperature hasn't, you know, for being in November, soil temperatures are still pretty good. Haven't had any real cold weather or really even a hard freeze or anything yet. So we, you know, this stuff can really, really get with the program and grow. It kind of crazy to think about having a rain first week of November that might actually give us some fall grazing, but that's what we're potentially looking at.
Yeah, and I looked here in the 15 and the 30 day forecast, and they're not showing anything cold at all coming in. So
yeah,
anyway, let's take it one day at a time. But hey, the future looks bright.
Yes, it does.
Well, let's start Friday at Elk City. You had a big sale. What was it, 2005 something? Sorry, I don't have my memories. My hard drive's not kicked in. So, 2,564. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yep.
Anyway,
wing calf sale was absolutely on fire. The prices was on those good long wing calves we had in was just fantastic. Lots of buyers showed up for them. We had some guys that we had a really good market, despite the fact that we had a couple of buyers stay home because they didn't want to get out in the rain. So, but we had a fantastic market all day. The unweaned calves might have actually been a little bit weaker than the week before, but the wing calf deal was really outstanding.
I know my landlord was happy. and so what is the auctioneer's name? Not your main one, but the one that came in to relieve him for a little bit.
Lane.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry, I'm not very good with names. And anyway, tell him he gets a pat on the back from me. Because I was sitting there up high, and Rex and some other guys going, when's your calves coming in? I said, I don't know. I didn't bring them till this morning, so I'm probably the last on the list, even though I was on the board. And I said, I really don't care. They're going to sell. And I said, the more I sit here, the more pop I drink, and the more candy bars I get. So what difference does it make? Anyway, when they finally come in, his words, even Rex bid on them. When they come in and they was coming in, he said, whoa, they saved the best for last.
Yeah,
that was good. And so anyway, they did really good. She matter of fact, she told me to tell you thank you very much.
And good.
Yeah,
right, glad to be of service.
They did good, and we've been taking good care of them, so they were they were good and looked good in there. So What stood out in the wing calf sale for you?
You know, I think the thing that got my attention the most was the spread from a 5 and 6 weight weaned heifer to a 5 and 6 weight unweaned heifer. I don't know that I've ever seen the spread in my gosh, how long have I owned a cell barn now? 16 years.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever seen a spread from a weaned 5 and 6 weight heifer to an unweaned 5 and 6 weight heifer as wide as it was on Friday. The 5 and 6 weight unweaned heifers might have been down just slightly from the week before, but my goodness, you know, to get some of those weaned ones up there in the 240s, 50s, you know, right up there bumping up that 60s mark, and you know, that was just you know, in certain instances there, you know, that would have been a $30-$40 spread from an unweaned to a weaned, and that's just you know, guys always talk about you know, not getting enough to pay for the weaning. Well, this year was the exception. They darn sure got more than enough to offset their weaning costs with that, you know, when you go to talking about a $30-$40 $100 bump on a weaned one, that's pretty exceptional.
Yeah, I did notice that, and also, you know, there was just I was sitting there going, wow, that's quite a bit of difference, because mm-hmm. that's one of the things I always try to point out when I'm reading somebody's report is, let's see what the difference between the unweaned and the weaned ones are. And like mm-hmm. you said here, up until a few months ago, there wasn't a whole lot of difference, but man, Friday it stood out very well. Why do you think that was?
Well, a lot of it because, well, kind of twofold reason. I mean, number one, we're shipping a lot of these cattle because we've been so dry. We're shipping these cattle a lot further off. They're going a lot further, mostly north, and so that's reason number one. But then reason number two is, I mean, you know, anticipation of the rain coming in and knowing that there's a potential of having some grazing here coming up in just a few weeks on some of these guys that had their wheat put in early and didn't have worm trouble. You know, they're going to need something that's ready to turn right out, you know, that they're not going to have to worry about getting sick or having to doctor them, that, you know, something they can just go right on out to, right, to the wheat pasture with. And so you kind of had a twofold there thing happening between the guys that's buying them cattle and shipping them a long ways. You know, they sure wanted the longer weaned cattle, so they've got less trouble with them. And then the same way with the guys that's actually looking at maybe having some grazing here in 2 or 3 weeks. They wanted something that could get turned out pretty quick.
Yeah, instead of doctoring. Yeah, because it's tough when you put, because we did it a few times back in the 80s. We brought cattle in from the feedlots up in, that the feedlots had bought up in Colorado. We'd bring them in and we would work them, and, you know, we didn't know the story on them. And then you turn them out on wheat pasture, and most wheat pastures didn't have the best of lots on them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some
mm-hmm.
panels mm-hmm. throwed up to catch them, just to get them loaded and get them back. And it was yep. a pain in the you know what to doctor mm-hmm. them things yep. out there.
Yep. You know, and they've got, you've got some innovations and whatnot now that make some of that easy with some dart guns and whatnot. But, you know, there again, there's only certain antibiotics that can be used in those dart guns. So if it's not the right one to hit that strain of pneumonia or whatever that calf has, you know, you've just spent a lot of money for, you know, to no avail.
Right. Yep, and that's very true. Yeah, them dart guns. Yeah. I just ain't going to lie, we just now got one in the last couple months.
Mm-hmm.
And wow.
Yeah, they can be some time savers, you know, especially when you go to, you know, talking about some pink eye, foot rot, and some stuff like that, you know, the antibiotic is going to hit it and knock it out. And then, you know, if you got the right strain of pneumonia or IBR or whatever that you're doctoring, that the Draxxin will get it. I mean, that, you know, you can sure get it knocked out in a hurry with a dart gun on that, and not have to worry about, you know, pinning those cattle up and whatnot, or sorting them off from their compadres to doctor them. You know, you can do it right out there in the pasture. And it's a good tool to be used, but there again, you know, if it's not the not all the antibiotics can be used through it. So if it's if it's not the right strain that Draxxin will knock it out, well, then you're right back needing to catch them things, because the higher dosages antibiotics is not eligible to be used through those darts. So
yeah. I just had a really bad thought, and I'm sorry you're on the show with me when I had this thought. We got an election today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else takes effect today?
The electronic IDs start today. We actually did a trial run on it and started it yesterday. Since we kind of had a little bit of a light run, we thought what a great opportunity to go ahead and start our EID program there at Western Oklahoma yesterday. So our vet went ahead and started, broke the wand out, and got started on it yesterday to get us a nice little trial run on a small run that we had due to the rain, instead of breaking it out on a great big run or something. So and it went good, went smooth, everything. Pretty well went off without a hitch, went like we planned, like we hoped that it would on our end. Now, we've got our part taken care of, getting it on to the Oklahoma Department of Ag, and them being able to absorb all that data and whatnot still remains to be seen whether how smoothly that goes. But we know we've got our end of it covered. Both sale barns, we're going to be able to do what they're requiring of us to do. And whether or not they can handle the data that comes in from us, I guess that's their problem at that point. We're still going to have the same traceability that we've had all along through all of this. We're not going to, it's another step in the process for us and another expense that hopefully we don't have to absorb and pass on. Hopefully the government's going to continue to fund this, but everybody I've talked to said that they really anticipate that the funding for these EID tags will run out in 2 to 4 years, and that's going to be a pass through expense for the livestock auctions. To the producers, is they're not going to fund these things forever, which is really frustrating. But we're going to keep pushing for that, keep fighting for that.
Yes.
Keep insisting. As an organization, Livestock Marketing Association, our national association, we're going to keep advocating that, if the government's going to mandate programs, they really should have to fund them all the way through. If they're going to force us to do things that we don't necessarily feel are necessary, they should have to fund those programs if they're going to force them upon us. And we'll see how we get. We've got more support now than we've ever had. Like you and I have talked before, we've been fighting this thing since 2012, being able to get this can kicked down the road without much support from the other farm and ranch organizations, the other ag organizations. We've been able to kind of do that on our own, and now that it's upon us, and the other farm and ranch organizations, all of a sudden they want to help and see the problem with this, and now it's too late. It's upon us. It's going to happen, but hopefully they're going to stand up and help us fight to keep the government funding and mandating that they fund these tags if they're going to force us to use them.
Well, I'm going to help you guys out as much as I can. If I ever have a government official on here, that's going to be a first thing I ask them. Hey, first things first.
Yeah.
So what was the, I guess we better get back to the sale, but what was the, slaughter market and the pears? I didn't get there. I think you guys still liked a few before you started the wing sale, I had to leave and get home before dark, but they how did they do?
Slaughter market was slightly cheaper, still good premiums being paid for bred cows. Still got a lot of guys turning out some bred cows, either in taking them to the feedlot or accumulating them to put on potential wheat grazing. So it was probably pretty well steady on the middle and heavy bred cows, regardless of whether they had teeth or whether they didn't. Seemed like there's lots of buyers on them. As far as open cows and bulls that really have no choice but to go to the slaughter, they were sure a little cheaper there Friday. and it showed up again on Monday. I think that we'll probably see with the rain, and these head counts slowing down, we're probably going to see that downward trend on the slaughter market reverse for multiple reasons. Number one, I think the numbers, that we see, I don't think we'll continue to see at Elk City 400 to 700 cows, every week like we have been seeing. I think that'll slow down a little bit, and it will for everybody. And then you'll have more guys jump into the market that's going to buy some cows to put on their wheat as opposed to stockers, and so that'll pull the deal up a little bit. So I think we'll probably see that trend reverse. I would say that trend will be reversed by the middle of this week. The rain will have slowed the kills down enough, and the number of cows that they're getting, I think these packing houses will probably all get caught up here by the middle of the week with their backlog that they've got standing around there, and they're going to go to needing cows. And I really think by tomorrow, or for sure the next day, we'll see them going to add money back on to their dress prices instead of taking it off like they have been here for about 3 weeks now.
Okay. And then, if you know who gets put in as president or wins the election, he's a big beef eater. So things are a little better. I'm kidding to all my Democratic friends. I'm joking.
Chill, Bill. we'll just wait and see if he wins, if they even actually do let him in. I'm not sure they'll let him in if he does win. I think they've got a little trick up their sleeve to try to prevent that from happening.
I think they're scared of the
corruption that he's going to end, or that he's going to expose, that there's no way that they're going to let him in. So we'll see. I hope we have a peaceful transition of power. That's what's best for beef and for agriculture in general. The one thing I'll say about that, regardless, of how this election comes out, the God's still on the throne, and he's not going to be a bit surprised about any of it.
So yep.
He's in control. Whether you believe it or like to think it or not, he's in control, and he's not going to be a bit surprised about what goes on. So we'll just pray and leave it into his hands and hope for the best. So.
And he's the only one that knows right now who's winning.
That's right.
Hey, speaking
of... Well, at least he's supposed to be.
Yeah, he's supposed to be. Hey, speaking of God and speaking of church, you know who was in church again Sunday with me?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and anyway, we try to avoid each other. When I give her a holy kiss, it's usually by surprise because I don't want her to see it coming. Well, anyway, she gave me a little bit of earful Friday at Selmar. But anyway, so the preacher Sunday called for everybody to shake their neighbor's hands. Well, she come walking by me. She had no choice but to hug me.
I think secretly she really does like you, but she just doesn't want anybody to know it.
So I did something different. I didn't do the special. I've done the special the last two times I've been there. Mm-hmm. So I ordered me a cheeseburger.
Uh-huh.
And it was a good one. I'm not going to lie. It was a really good cheeseburger. Anyway, I bit into it, and I thought, man, that's a big old thick hamburger patty. Well, anyway, she threw a smaller one on there with my normal one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And no, wow. That's not what I was thinking. I was thinking, did she drop this little one on the floor and just threw it on mine? That was my first thought.
Did you remember to order the bowl of raw pinto beans? That's what I wanted to know.
No, I did not. I'm sorry.
Oh, you gotta remember to do that. Oh,
I gotta remember to do that. Yeah, I did. I did not remember to do that. But anyway, I took a piece of that hamburger patty on the smaller one that she put on there and sampled it by itself. It wasn't gritty, so I went ahead and ate the whole thing. So anyway, it was all good. So anyway, hey, Let's get to the preacher just text in. I'm digging myself a hole here really big. So anyway, let's get to Western Oklahoma before I really get in trouble. Small sale and good reason. A lot of rain.
Yeah, what a great reason to have a small sale. I found out my rain gauge is broke there at Wola, so I don't really actually know what we've got. But all total here where I live at Foss, I ended up with 4.3. One of my field reps, Tony Boat, that lives there at Corn, which is he lives basically 5 miles straight south of Wola, and he said he'd had 8 inches as of when he showed up Monday morning. So he really got under a big one. But, you know, for the most part, the thing that's been wonderful about this is, I mean, you know, this big of a rain could have washed out a lot of this wheat, and it's all fallen pretty dadgum nice. So, you know, I think we've got a really good soak-in percentage on this deal, which is fantastic. And I mean, he was even saying his triticale he thought was in pretty good shape. He didn't think he'd had very, very little washing, minimal washing, but he thought he'd had 8 inches as of Monday morning. So that's phenomenal.
Yeah, and I, including what we got yesterday, I had over 6 inches, and I know they're between North Carter, about a mile, and on towards Highway 152 there. When I came home, what was that, Saturday morning, about 10:30, I was like, man, it looks like it rained a whole lot more. Well, there was an area through there that got 5 inches when I got two. Part of it was on Lake Newcomb's, and some of that red dirt of his that he's got there along the highway and there North Carter. So, of course, I had to call him and say, hey, you want to go fishing? And see if he wanted to go fishing. But to my surprise, the next morning when I went by there, you know, those terrace channels were running over and anything. To my surprise, they wasn't hardly any water in those terrace channels left. So it was good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, great rain, and sounds like maybe more coming. I just hope we're not going to get, you know, 3 or 4 months of rain here all over the course of this next 7 days, and then it doesn't rain again for 3 or 4 months. That's what I hate to complain too much, but it'd be all right if they spread it out.
Yes, it would be nice, but they so. Have you got anything coming up at Elk City this Friday that you know of so far?
I've got 3 or 4 really nice sets of calves coming in. They said they'd be there regardless of whether or not it rained again. They had them where they could get them out. I think we'll be considerably smaller than what we have been the last several weeks, but that's all right. We've been we've been running hard and heavy there for several weeks now. I think all of the employees and the ownership, including me and my wife, will be all right with just a little bit of a slowdown here with as much hours as we've been putting in the last several weeks, and I think we'll be a little bit smaller, and we have had a couple of our cow deals cancel out either because, well, I got rain now and I'm not going to sell them, or I've got rain and I can't get them out. But we'll have I think we'll still have a nice run. Like I said, got several kids that said they were coming regardless of the rain. They had them where they could get them out, so we'll have a nice run. But I think we'll be considerably smaller than we've been the last 5 or 6 weeks.
Okay.
Here now.
Well, I just got a message from my preacher. He said, mm-hmm. If I tried to give him a holy kiss Sunday, we're going to have some problems. woo! Let's see here. One of our listeners said, I need to hire a good cowboy to doctor those wheat pasture calves. And then somebody else said they dumped 4.2 inches of rain out of their rain gauge this morning at Sentinel. How about that?
Yeah, it seemed to be a pretty big general area that got a rain this time. I know there Monday morning I talked to a guy that lived at Beaver, and he'd only had a half inch as of Monday morning, but he'd got one every time that we hadn't all summer long, so he wasn't complaining.
So is it true? Have you heard any rumors? I've heard that up there around Beaver on out west in the Panhandle, they've got some 6 and 8 inch wheat pasture. Have you heard any of that?
Yeah. They, the kind of that northern panhandle line from Buffalo to Boise City. They've just been in the right spots to catch the rains at the right time this summer and this fall. It's just the spotty rains, they've been the spots, and they do have some big beautiful wheat out there. It's a pretty narrow band, but there's sure some big pretty wheat out there. Kind of,
well, our times are coming.
In a line from Buffalo to Boise City, yes, sir.
Our times are coming. All right, Mr. Brandon, I got to go. You and I took way too much time again. So
as usual.
As usual. And so anyway, all right, I'll see you Friday. Thank you again.
You bet. Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, we're going to take a Stockman's Vet break. When we come back, I'll have your Northwest Ag weather update, and then we're going to take another quick break, and I got a couple of people in here wanting to sell some hay, so we got that coming up. And so anyway, let's get after it. Take a break.
If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're an oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you. We'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you. Or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's. Or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. You have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
When it comes time to put your hard-earned money toward a new vehicle, count on Lipscomb Dealerships to give you a better value and car buying experience with friendly, no-pressure sales and quality service backed by a half century of experience. Save more in the country at our 7 dealerships across Texoma with over 1,000 Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus KTMs and Can-Ams, always on sale at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people, great deals, family-owned since 1979.
When you get off work, how do you feel on your drive home? Everybody's glad to head home after 8 or 10 or 12 hours on the job. But do you feel like you and the crew did good work and made things happen and helped move a project forward? Or are you just thankful it's over and you don't want to think about it at all? Nobody should feel that way. At Canyon, you won't. Canyon Oilfield Services is hiring day and night drivers for their Fay, Hinton, and Chickasha locations. And they need mechanics in Elk City and Fay. Excellent pay and full benefits will be yours. Apply at Canyon's Elk City office on Highway 6, a mile and a half south of the golf course. Or go online to canyonoilfield.com. You can even call 729-3297. When your shift is done at Canyon, you'll know you've done good work. And when you go back, you'll do even more. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update for Camargo. 59 degrees, dew points 40, humidity's 49. The wind's out of the northwest at 10 with wind gust up to 16. 10-day rain total, 3.34 inches of rain, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 61 degrees, sunset at 5:38. I hate this time of the year. It gets dark too early. Sunny, 62 degrees, mostly clear, 39 tonight and tomorrow, mostly sunny and 66 degrees. Before I go back to break, just wanted to found this out. I was seeing Lacey Lowry posted this on social media. But anyway, rest in peace, co-founder of Love's Travel Stops, one of the great Oklahoma business team, her and her husband, Tom. Judy Loves passed away at 87 today in Oklahoma City. Anyway, they founded Love's Travel Stops in 1964 with a $5,000 loan. How about that? Now there's 651 locations in 42 states. So everybody keep the Love family in prayer, in their prayers. They've done a lot for Oklahoma. And so anyway, before I go to break, I need to do the Lipscomb Dealerships grain market updates real quick. If I can find them, there they are. December corn, 418, up 2 1/4. Soybeans for November, 996, up 9 1/4. Soybean meal, December, 340, up 80. Soybean oil down for December at 4505, down 51. And hard red winter wheat, 576 for December, up 5.5. Live cattle, December, 185.37, up 30. Feeder cattle for November, 247.07, up 72. Lean hogs are in the red. December, 81.60. Looks like the markets are not reacting too crazy to the election going on today. They're all in the green. And what else we got? Oil out of West Texas, 72.44, up 97. And natural gas is down today, December 270. All right, let's go ahead and take another Stockman's Vet break and be right back after this. Text in if you want your hay for sale. If you got hay for sale, it's that day. Hay Day Tuesday's got a couple of them already. So anyway, be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com. High
cotton. Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with Maxi Gain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says. He says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage. You don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, November 4th. 479 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 356 brought 334. 15 at 502 brought 278. 6 at 584 brought 238. 20 at 597 brought 248. 10 at 626 brought 264. 11 at 627 brought 239. 67 at 837 brought 240. 6 head of heifers at 329 brought 280. 18 at 431 brought 283. 7 at 489 brought 233. 12 at 508 brought 248. 11 at 622 brought 235. 65 at 798 brought 227.50. 10 at 876 brought 216. Butcher cows were 109 to 135. Butcher bulls brought 82 to 149. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Pick the big metropolitan area of Tipton. 60 degrees, dew points 43, humidity's 54, the winds are out of the west at 7. 3.94 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 67 degrees. Sunset at 5:40. 64 and sunny today. Clear 44 tonight and 73 for a high tomorrow. How about those numbers? All right, let's check out the text line for Hay Day Tuesday. What do we got here? We have round bales of BMR and cowpeas, low nitrates, delivery available, $100 a bale. Canadian, Texas, 806-323-3303. Round bales of BMR and cowpeas, low nitrates, delivery available. He left the Y off, so I'm just saying what he says. $100 a bale, Canadian, Texas, 806-323-3303. Jimmy, we have 140 bales of grass hay, $55 a round bale. Can haul 7 bales for a load, or haul 7 bales loads for you for $20 a load. North of Hammond, 580-878-1157. 140 bales of grass hay, $55 a bale. Can haul 7 bales for you for $20 a load, as long as it's one that run a reasonable distance. They're not going to go to Buffalo for $20 a load. But anyway, pretty good buy there. Pretty good delivery, too. North of Hammond, 580-878-1157. And, yep, 580-878-1157. Also, rye hay, not tested, $140 a bale. A ton, not a bale, sorry. $140 per ton. 1,100-pound bales. Can load, 580-821-4816. Rye bales, 1,100-pound bales, $140 a ton. Can load, 821-4816. Beckham County. How about that? 3 miles east of Custer City, we got 5.1 inches of rain, 4.2 at Sentinel, and I seen somebody else get in here with some rain totals, too. And let me get back. There's page 2. See what it was. No, I thought there was some. Anyway, congratulations to Scott for winning the 66 to go meal ticket. I'll have it out front here in just a little bit. And then what else we got going on here? I got just a few minutes here left. Coming up, November 8th, 7 o'clock, Elk City will be at Woodward. Elks are coming to see you boys up there at Woodward. Get ready. Anyway, sponsored by the Bank of Western Oklahoma, BigElkTV.com. Also, ParagonTV.com will be doing the merit at Watonga game. November 8th at 7 o'clock. Again, ParagonTV.com to watch Merritt versus Watonga. And then also, man, guess what? It's basketball time. How about those Thunders? How about those Thunder boys? They're looking good. ParagonTV.com, upcoming basketball broadcasts Tuesday today, Visayat Hammond. And then Fargo Gage, Fort Supply will be at Leedy. And then coming up Friday, November the 8th, Hammond at Sentinel, Sweetwater at Leedy, and Canute at Eric. And this is all on ParagonTV.com here with our studio. You guys think about that. I seen a quote here a while ago. See, oh, does somebody know or have a trailer they want to sell? Grain trailer, 1,000 bushel one, spring or air ride, good price. If you do, the tarp needs replaced, that's okay. I have a friend over at Clinton that's needing a grain trailer, 1,000 bushel or bigger. If you guys know anybody that's got one, my personal phone number is 580-821-6646. So I forward that on to him. He's needing a green trailer in the worst way. So anyway, my music's playing. Thanks for participating today. Thank you, Brandon Hickey. And thank you all the guys that sent in your ads for your hay. It's free of charge. Do it every Tuesday. It's free. Brought to you by the Great Plains. Bank on that deal. All right, it's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, Elk City and Sarah America. God bless everybody.
Plug in and stay connected.
Check us out.
Stay connected
on Facebook.
KECO, Elk City.
Americans are long.